I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, 2018, and welcome to a brand new series of the Dan Wootton Interview. This is a new name for the Bizarre Life podcast with some incredible new features. So if you haven't already, then please make sure you subscribe. Now, it's the same as usual, where each week I'll be bringing you some of the biggest names from around the world straight to your headphones as they open up about their life in hilarious, emotional, and revealing detail. Today, it's US music superstar Meghan Trainor, and I have taken the pod on the road to Hollywood. So I'm catching up with the All About That bass singer. We're talking all about her weight loss, her engagement, and her secret battle with depression and anxiety. This is one of these interviews you just have to hear, so stay tuned. Plus, she takes on our brand new segments, The Five and Is This Your Life? Stick around later too, because after the interview, I'll have all of your comments about our previous guests. But right now, let's go in depth and personal with Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And also inviting me over, because we're in Hollywood.
We're in Hollywood. I couldn't believe it when they told me you flew here.
I only fly here for very important guests like Pink and Meghan Trainor.
Yeah,
That's what gets the podcast
out of
London.
It's amazing.
And the weather has been turned on for us as well.
Yes, it has.
Very great. But you know what? It's so great to sit down with you because it's been 2 years since our last big interview. And it feels like so much has happened in that time, because obviously then you just won Best New Artist at the Grammys. You were on top of the pop world. Everything was going so well for you. And then you were struck down by real issues with vocal hemorrhaging, to the point where you've actually had to go into serious surgery twice. And I know it had a huge impact on your life, didn't it?
Yeah.
What happened?
Any surgery sucks, because you got to go, on anesthesia and fall asleep and recover. But this one was emotionally really tough, because it was my second time. And you know, when you get your first surgery on one thing, they try to say, this will never happen again because we're doing surgery. And so when the second time happened, and especially so soon, it was only 2 years after my first one, right? Less than 2 years. I was like, gosh, I'm here again. And the hard part is you have to heal it before you can even have the surgery. So I had to shut down in order to have the surgery. So I had to cancel everything I was doing, everything I booked in advance, all the radio shows, all Jingle Balls, which are like the most fun as an artist, like promoting your stuff. The Jingle Balls and all those big shows were my favorite. And it was Christmas time. It was my birthday. It was just so depressing. And I fell into a crazy deep hole of depression and anxiety, and have never experienced that before. So I was rattled.
And was part of that because you couldn't talk, presumably? And I guess also maybe the fear of, you know, your singing voice is so much of what you are and what you've become.
It's your job.
Yeah. And I imagine there was a serious fear of, well, is this actually going to affect my future too?
Yeah. Even as a songwriter, I need my voice to sing my melodies across, you know? So you think like, oh my God, it's going to be over for me forever. And you can have the best doctors in the world. You never know. Am I going to wake up and have a voice in a month? I remember, especially the second time around, I got a new doctor and she used bigger tools, so it hurt more. And I was just miserable and wanted to cry, but you can't cry because it hurts your cords, you know? A lot of stuff you don't realize is all in your throat. Couldn't cough, couldn't clear your throat, and you just have anesthesia in your lungs forever. But the hardest part was the day the surgery was exactly the day of the Grammys, and exactly a year after I won my Grammy. So it was a sick way of life showing me, yes, life is amazing, and then life can go down. And I was like, okay, I get it. We're at the bottom. We can only go up from here, right?
Shuffle, delete, repeat.
Now, Megan, it is time for shuffle, delete, repeat. This is a tough one. You have to choose between three of your biggest hits.
Oh, my God.
Which one you would shuffle, which you would repeat, and which one you're going to delete from the playlist. And the three options are All About That Bass.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
Lips Are Moving.
I know you're lying, cause your lips are moving. Tell me, do you think I'm dumb?
And Marvin Gaye.
Let's Marvin Gaye.
Which would you shuffle, which would you delete, and which would you repeat?
Oh, just because I've heard it too much, I would delete bass, I would shuffle lips, and I would repeat Marvin Gaye.
Controversial.
I know, right?
I didn't expect that.
I didn't even write that song. Charlie wrote that song all by himself. He's great.
You talk about anxiety, which is obviously such a big issue in society now, which people are finally, thank goodness, starting to open up about.
Yes.
Both anxiety and depression.
We've seen it. Uneducated, completely. Had no idea.
Yeah.
Had to Google, had to YouTube. And when I would YouTube like TED Talks on it, I freaked out. I remember laying in bed on my laptop trying, this girl was like, this is what an anxiety attack feels like. And my whole body rushed of chills. And I fell over and was like, Daryl, I screwed myself up. I did this to myself. I'm stuck here again. And when I would have like an episode, it would last for 3 days. And I knew like, okay, I'm going to be crippled and have this pain for 3 days and then I'll calm down. And I eventually was going to doctors, psychologists, therapists and was like, and while I'm telling them, I'm like, my back feels like someone has a flame to it. I'm not sure if I'm like going crazy or if... And this was right when I got my voice back, so I could barely talk. And I'm telling them, like, how I feel, feeling like I'm crazy, like losing my mind. I remember standing in CVS with my friend in line, and I saw the whole back row behind her move when she didn't. Mm. You know, moments like that I had where dissociation with your body. And you think you're schizophrenic, you're seeing things. Like, I was sitting in my bathroom and the lights turned yellow. You're like, oh my God. And those moments are, you're terrified, you feel alone. You feel like there's something wrong with you, and you're embarrassed to talk about it. And no one can help you. Like the hard part was my boyfriend, he was so amazing. But he'd be like, I see you're thinking about it, like let's talk about it. And if I talked about it, I'd feel it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't want to talk about it. I want to ignore it and do something else.
And I guess you think there has to be a physical manifestation. You've actually got to accept, you know, that it is a psychological thing.
That was the worst thing to hear. I went to the emergency room one night because I was like, I think I'm allergic to what I ate. My throat is closing and I'm having trouble breathing. And they told me this is a full-blown panic attack. And I was like, what do you mean? They're like, this is your brain tricking you, telling you that your throat is. And I was like, I just don't believe. What do you mean? Like, it blows your mind. And what I learned was like, people have it and don't talk about it. No one
so
in my family.
Many people
yeah,
suffer
my
in
older
silence.
Brother, he's like my savior, my true savior in all of this. Cause my parents never experienced it. They were like, I was like, I'm going to the emergency room. My mom would be like, no, I'll come over here. I'll rub your head. I'm like, no, I need an oxygen tank. Like, but my older brother, he's in my eyes, he's so strong. Mm-hmm. He can party for weeks and be fine. And he lives the best life and he's always happy. But he came to me when I was in this stage and was like, oh, I've gone to the emergency room. I haven't told mom and dad. I have these all the time. One time I thought I was having a heart attack. And the emergency room said it's a full-blown panic attack. So having one of my heroes tell me, like, I've been there. You're not crazy. This has happened. And it happens all the time. Was such a relief and such a, okay, great. I just got to get through it. And it took months.
And now the fact that you're doing it, though, and I know that just feels natural to you, but that is going to help so many other people because, again, a lot of people do feel like, oh my goodness, if I talk about this, people are going to judge me or think that I'm not strong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, I was the poster child for I'm brave and I love who I am and I'm here. And I was opposite. I was crumbling in my bed, like, I don't want to go out today. I want to stay here and just get through. Like, you feel like you have the flu.
Yeah.
And you're just like, how is my brain doing this? How does it have that much power over me?
The Five.
Now, each week I'll be asking my guests about five of the songs that are closest to their heart. So maybe it was the song that made them want to become a star, or one that reminds them of a lost family member. Because we all have those songs that bring back happy or sad memories. So Megan, let's get your five tracks.
Okay.
And also tell me why they mean so much to you. Oh. So what is your first choice?
You're a shining star, you know, no matter who you are. Earth, Wind & Fire. I grew up with my dad playing a bunch of Earth, Wind & Fire and funky music, and we had disco lights and we would have dance parties. So it brings me back to the good days, and I always was like Meggie, the star of the family, you know, like she's going to be a singer. So it makes me, when I hear it now, I'm like, I am a shining star, you know?
Love it. Number two.
We are family.
We are family. I got all my sisters with me.
Because my family is always with me every single day, and it makes me a better person, and I love them so much. It hurts.
Number three.
Number three, Phil Collins, Tarzan soundtrack, best album ever. You know that one? Are you kidding me?
I honestly
From
don't.
From this day on, now I'm gonna have to listen to forevermore. That. Oh my gosh, where the mama gorilla sings to the baby.
And again, I presume you love that,
you don't know this either? It won like Golden Globes.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's so, yeah, this is my mama song that we love so much. The key changes in it are incredible. Phil Collins is the one. Okay.
This, but this is why I love this feature, because we're going to listen to these now.
Oh,
number
you
four.
Better. You better. Okay, this one to remind me that I can dance and I am beautiful. ABBA Hitlist is like, I had that album for so long, like their biggest hits.
And number five.
James Brown, I feel good. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Wow, I feel good.
Because that's another one that my dad always played and always loved. And that's who my dad believes he is. He believes he's James Brown. I feel good every day.
Well, they are very uplifting five.
Thank you.
I love that. I think one of the things that's so interesting is that if someone, you know, is diagnosed with cancer, right? Society has a huge understanding of that, because it feels like, well, that's something physical. But if you are diagnosed with something psychological, there's not always, or in the past at least, there hasn't been the same understanding. And I think that's something that has to change.
I didn't even understand it. I was completely confused. You think, when you don't hear about it a lot, that's why I had to research it. Yeah. I was like, does anyone else feel burning back or a migraine just because? Even when I was so unbalanced with my chemicals in my brain. They said that even when I was really happy, I'd feel like, oh, I got the flu now, like, or I have a migraine. And I was like, what does that mean? And my doctor said, your adrenals are just out of control. They're freaking out. Like, no matter what, they're real excited, but that's going to feel like you have the flu and you're too nervous, you know, and it just messes with you.
So I guess what everyone will want to know is how you got through this, because you've obviously got the incredible new single No Excuses out. You're looking amazing.
Thank you.
But what did you do? Because clearly you were in this very dark place. How did you turn your life around?
I took time off. I took time for me. The hardest part is when you're in the middle of it, you truly believe there's no way this will ever end. And you're like, I'm stuck like this forever. And I believed that until the day I slowed down with my anxiety and it stopped happening 24 hours a day. It was only like an hour. And I was like, wow, I have some control now. And it's, your brain is another person and you have a relationship with it, and you have to be like, let's chill out. It's all a mind game. But I took months. I'm still in therapy. I would see my therapist like once a week, and I started working out a lot, and that really helped me. And I take a lot of vitamins. I love bulletproof vitamins. They got so, they have stuff for your eyes for, yeah. Are you on the computer all day, you know?
Oh my and goodness, like, yeah.
I was like, I need sure. some of that. Yeah. And I think I drink a gallon of water a day, sometimes more, for months now. So I think.
And you changed your diet too.
Yeah. And I
you?
Eat really clean. I eat, we try no sugar and low carb, or low sugar and low carb as much as we can. So, we do stuff like stevia and erythritol. They're like a healthier version of sugar or sweetener.
Okay.
So oh, when yeah, I'm yeah, I'm yeah. making like good, brownies good. With almond flour Got and it. I put my sweeteners Got in it. It. So there's like there's stuff out there at Whole Foods or Erewhon or those like clean places that can change your whole lifestyle.
But Megan, you like me, loved some naughty food because obviously the last time we were together, we had a massive KFC
Before all this, I was having
lunch.
Thai food every night and pizza. Like it was one of the two.
So are you turned off that type of food now or do yeah. you still sometimes crave it? And if you do crave it, do you give in to that craving?
I think I'm a rare breed because I can truly say I haven't had bread in over a year now, probably.
That's
and I
amazing.
Don't I don't wake up like, God, I want toast, you know? I never crave bread. I never crave, I guess if I crave anything, it's like Oreos. I have like my random snacks, like, oh, I want a Dorito, you know? But yeah. we have other
But you won't
snacks
do it. You won't give in.
You know, because also what's great about this, which is kind of a force, is when you eat so clean and you try to go back and eat something bad, like I had real soy sauce instead of my amino acid soy sauce one time and just like ran to the bathroom and
because
didn't throw
body
up,
is
if
basically
you know what I'm
just,
talking about.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, my body's
Your body is saying, do not
it.
Put this in
yeah.
me.
So now I've almost built this amazing fear of like, oh, I can't eat that crap. It's going to literally destroy my day. Yeah. And I have a photo shoot. I can't be running to the bathroom, you know? So, and it's really... It's a really, it teaches you how bad some stuff yeah. is.
And like, the side effect of this, I guess, is that you yeah. have lost 20 pounds in weight.
Yes, the side effect.
Which is obviously an
so
incredible
great.
Achievement because yeah. my goodness, it is hard to lose weight.
Yeah.
And I guess it's an interesting one because for you, body image has always been a big part of your message, I mm-hmm. guess, hasn't it? Because you obviously launched with All About That Base. And one of the things that was incredible and inspiring about that was the fact that you weren't this typical pop star in terms of
yeah.
how you looked.
I was like, it's great. I can be a pop star and eat pizza, you know, and eat whatever I want and... But I wasn't taking care of myself and I was getting sick. I'd get bronchitis on the road and I was drinking or not crazy, but I'd have wine at night and I'd be like, my voice is breaking. Why? You know? And now I look back like, oh my God, how I survived any of that was crazy because I wasn't taking care of myself. And it's, I think this therapist talking to someone teaches you like, God, I wasn't loving myself like I was saying, you know? I was wearing Spanx. I was miserable. I was in a corset for a photo shoot, you know? And my true goal out of all this, I never said, I want to lose weight. It was like, I want to look healthy. Like, I want people to be like, wow, your skin is great and you look put together. But I also have a picture of me in a photo shoot in my gym. And I look at that like, no more Spanx, you know? Like, I don't want to trap myself in that outfit all day.
And you
so
do.
So I haven't, yeah, I haven't worn Spanx except for like, I don't even remember, one thing so far.
Yes to the no Spanx.
Yes. Freedom for the belly, you know?
Megan is showing me the fact
yes.
there are no Spanx on right now.
First.
Your first hangover.
I was young. I can't say how old, probably, but I was the only one making cash in my family, and I bought all the booze, basically, and my brothers had me drink it until I was drunk, and then they left without me and went to the party because I was too drunk. They tricked me, and I was like, that's not fair. I was hungover so bad.
Your first date?
My first date, I guess, sophomore year in high school. So lame. I think I went to the movies. It's pretty easy. You don't have to talk. I remember like making out with him though. He burped in my mouth.
Oh,
Doritos.
That's so high school.
Yeah, it was so awful.
That would make
I can
it
like
bad.
Taste it now.
Ugh. Your first job.
working for my mom.
What do you do for her?
The jewelry store. I would call people and say, hi, this is Megan Trainor from Jewel of the Isle, and your ring is ready to be picked up.
And your first love.
Oh, you snuck that in there. Let me see. I feel like I was only in love one other time than Daryl, and it was with my first boyfriend ever because I was like 15, 16, 17. Matt Megliozzi. Yep, that's his name. And he's somewhere.
Did it end well?
At first it did, but now he doesn't talk to me, like, at all.
Oh.
And his grandma still goes to my shows, and, like, his family still does, and his sister talks to me. But he, at one point, like, he asked for tickets for my concert, and I gave it to him and was like, can't wait to see you. Didn't show up, and then ghosted me ever since then. And I was like, and now I just think, like, are you okay? Like, where are you, you know?
Matt, call out to you.
Matt,
what is going on?
Just answer. Or
hopefully he's listening and he'll write in.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And on the very, very positive side as well, you found love.
I did.
And you are now engaged to Daryl Sabara.
Sabara, I think. So there's two
ways.
You
should know that.
I know,
but it's going to be your name potentially.
Because so many people change it to Sabara, he's like, whatever you want. And I'm like, no, but what do you want? And he's like, I don't care. And so I'm out here like, Daryl Sabara is my fiancé, but I don't know how to say his name.
It's amazing.
You know?
So presumably you're not going to be changing your name.
No.
Because you sort of need to know how you pronounce that.
He was like, hey, you shouldn't change your name. I was like, I don't think I want to change my name, man. Like Megan Sabara. No. And it's funny because this new song I have on my album talks about like, because your last name sounds good on me. But like, no, it doesn't.
Sorry, Daryl. But that aside, he has been a huge part in you turning your life around,
Everything.
Hasn't he?
He's
because
my...
you are madly in love.
Yeah. But it's not only that he loves me and takes care of me. The dude opens every car door or any door I walk through. And he makes sure I have a meal ready, takes care of me.
So he's a gentleman.
He's a gentleman, but he loves me so much that he's like, I got your waters filled up for you every morning. I got your waters filled up. There's breakfast right here. I'll drive you to work and then I'll go to my work. And it's just like such a beautiful, unbelievable feeling when you're like, God, I'm being taken care of, instead of just like, oh, he loves me a lot, you know? And that's why I was like, I want to marry you and have this for life, because this is such a blessing and a treat for me.
And you are now engaged.
Yes.
He proposed on your 24th birthday.
Yeah.
Is that right? And you were in Las Vegas.
No, we were in Palm Springs.
In Palm Springs.
Which I've never been to before. And he didn't tell me where we were going. He was like, pack for 3 days. And I was like, I hate this. Just so you know, I hate this. And we were driving. It looks like the desert when you go to Palm Springs. And I was like, if you kill me, everyone will know who did it. You know, I'm just messing with him the whole ride. Like, I hate this. And we got there and it was a beautiful hotel. And I always get hotels for everyone. Like, I pay for it. He got me a hotel and I just started bawling. And I was like, this is the best birthday ever. And I really had no idea. And then he brought me to this place that has beautiful Christmas lights. And he knows I'm a sucker for lights. I love lights. My whole house is lit up. And took me under, and it's a zoo too, so there was cute animals everywhere and reindeer. Like, I saw reindeer right before I got proposed. It's just a magical princess story. And then we were under this tunnel of lights, and I brought my phone out to Snapchat it. I was like, my family's got to see this. And he was like, can you just put that down for 1 minute? And I was like, down. Dun, dun. Like, there it comes. And
so then, you knew well, at that point.
Like, I was like, no way. Because I always told him, if you propose to me, I need my entire family there. And I need someone filming it. Because I was obsessed with those YouTube proposals, you know, where it's a full big thing. And it's tough because I didn't want to do it in front of like a crowd of strangers, but I want my family there. And he had them hiding in the woods.
No way.
And he got down in the middle of the tunnel.
So your family were actually all there?
Yeah, he brought them. He got them hotel rooms. Like, Daryl paid for this. It was unbelievable. It was such a man move on his part, too. And he,
because that's a lot of organization as well.
Oh, yeah, a lot of.
And coordination.
A lot of.
And secret
A lot
peeping.
Of my manager helped. And a lot of everyone helped. And it was such a beautiful. I told him, I'm Cinderella. Like, I'm a princess.
So what happened? So he asked, and then they come out of the woods.
When he gets down, I'm crying so hard that I can't see him anymore, and I kind of go blackout, and I just say yes, and he tells me like I'm beautiful, and he's since he first saw my eyes, he wanted to be with me forever, and I hear like I hear my brother running out, and I was like, oh, and I had like a little panic of a happy panic, where I'm like can't catch my breath, and I was like yes, and I saw Ryan behind me, and I'm just hugging Daryl and kissing him, and I was like, Ryan's here. And then he said, your whole family's here. And they all walked up like legends, like in a line, because it was my family, my management, Charm.
I'm literally visualizing this like the best movie scene ever.
It was. The awkward part was they were so far away that when they started walking, like we were walking slow, and I was just like, should we run? What do we do? And then my dad's like, congratulations. And then we all finally got together, and I'm just bawling, holding them. And the best like cherry on top was my song, Hope is Romantic, from my last album. Yeah. Just the guitar part was playing. I heard that. That's also when I was like, oh, it's totally happening, because that's like our song. And
how are you going to top that with the wedding? I mean, seriously.
That's why we're like, we don't have any plans at all. But the guitar, my guitar player since day one was in the woods playing my song.
So it wasn't even recorded. He was actually there
the whole time. I'm like, where are the speakers? And how'd you get this cover? Was this from YouTube? Like, I'm trying to put it all together in my brain, but you couldn't even catch up. And that was the best surprise. And I got to see like my dude that I've been working with since I was 19. And it was so magical. Wow. Then we all went out and ate bomb food.
And so you need to wait a while to plan the wedding then, presumably.
Yeah. And it's like, do you invite everyone you ever met, or do you invite just your family and piss people off? Like, it's a...
Or do you just elope?
Or, yeah, because my mom ran away to Jamaica with my dad, and they just did it, what, at Sandals? Like, you went for it, girl. and I watched
Mama's
that
Mama's in the room.
Yeah,
right
Mama's
now.
In the room. And I watched that video, and I cried when I was a kid. Like, that was the first time I watched something and was like, this is beautiful. So I was like, we could do that. We could run away and tell no one. But I want my dad there, you know?
Yeah. And, I mean, you are certain, obviously, because you can tell by the way that you're talking about it, that this is for life. You know you've found the one. So have you discussed starting your own family?
Oh, yeah.
You want kids?
Yeah. We've all been discussing it for a long time because they're like, slow down. And I'm like, come on. I recently, like, my mom was a young mom. She was 23 when she was popping us out. And did it all in a row. And my dad, because my dad was 40. They were 20 years apart. So they were like, let's get it going, you know? He was 44. But so I think it's just in my head that, okay, I'm my mother's age when she had babies. Like, I should be doing it too. And I love how young she is with me and how we're best friends, you know? And I want that with my kids. But I was just walking by diapers and Whole Foods. I started crying. I'm way too emotional lately. But I started tearing up. And Daryl's like, you all right? And I was like, I feel like we should be buying these.
The last time you felt scared.
Well, I parked in the wrong spot recently and got yelled at by a woman. So that was kind of scary.
Your last meal, what did you have?
Strawberry and blueberries and sausages.
The last person you spoke to on the phone?
Daryl.
The last time you used public transport? Like a bus or a train. No, not a plane.
Oh, okay.
Plane doesn't count, Megan. Like a bus, a train, or like light rail, or something like that.
I'm going to be honest with you. been a couple of years. Maybe it's been like 8 years. I don't know. I'm terrified of the subway, so like, it doesn't really happen in New York for me.
You've got to tell me about Adele, because she's obviously someone who you've always looked up to. And as you say, you got to meet her at Ellen DeGeneres' 60th. By the way, how was Ellen 60? Because
coolest email I've ever gotten in my life. And coolest party ever. We got there early because I don't know why. And we were ready. We were planning all day for this. And then I remember it was kind of awkward at first because there was only a few people there, but those few people were Oprah and Bradley Cooper and Reese Witherspoon. And you're just like, oh my God, why am I here? And I remember seeing the photo booth and saying, all right, we don't belong here. Let's go over there and take a picture and just have fun. And because we were the first people in there, I think Ellen saw that and she jumped in and was like, yeah. And I freaked out and was like, proof I was here. And
she posted
so
that
sweet.
Picture.
She did? Oh,
or
my
did
God,
you?
I did. I posted it. I was like, I hope she doesn't mind, but like, I'm going to do it. and it was crazy.
And then Adele arrives.
Oh, yeah.
Later.
Adele was there and my managers know her. They're friends from way back. And I was like, God, I'm so jealous of you guys. And so she came up to me because I was talking to James Corden and James' wife. And she's like best friends with his wife. So then I was just trying to be really, really cool and was like, what's up, girl? Hey, how you doing? And was telling her about my lifestyle and my new album and blah, blah, blah. And she was great and she was so nice to me. And then she was like, we're going to go sit, be the first people to sit because no one was sitting. I was like, okay. So I'm following her through the crowds and we're just like, oh, hey, Coldplay, what is happening? And we just freaked out.
And she watches the talent show that you were a judge on in America.
Yeah,
the
she
four.
Told me she watched it. And I it was like the coolest thing in the whole world. I'm on the TV show, but I don't picture everyone watching it, you know? But it's a real thing and people love it, which is the best feeling.
Well, we need to get it in the UK.
We do.
I think.
Yes.
Maybe for the second series because it is coming back.
Yes, it is coming back.
Is this your life?
This is when I am going to present you with a whole load of statistics or facts or fictions, and you have to tell me whether they are true or false and explain. You wore a blue jacket in the Dear Future Husband video.
True.
False. It was red. You wore a blue skirt.
Oh.
You were signed to Epic on the spot after playing All About That bass on the ukulele.
After 45 minutes, yes.
Correct. True it is. Beyonce and Rihanna turned down All About That bass before you released it.
False.
It was Beyonce and Adele? Was that true?
No, it was neither of them. It was their labels saying, like, these aren't going to work
them.
The ones like, maybe they'll sing it. No.
Well, thank goodness they didn't.
I mean, yeah, we're like, these are the only people who probably could, you know?
You snogged Charlie Puth.
I snogged him?
Snogged.
What's that
like
mean?
A French kiss, a pash.
Oh, yeah, a pash. Mm. Oh, I like that. Yeah, I did that once.
Oh, my God. Well, I thought it was false and it was just a kiss, so we've got a scoop there. Okay.
Oh.
You blacked out when your fiancé, Daryl, proposed.
Yes, for a second.
True. You featured on a magazine cover alongside a headline, his mom called during sex and he answered.
Yeah, she didn't like that one.
Neither
did we.
Your favorite Harry Styles track is Sign of the Times.
False.
Correct. You said on Instagram your faves were Two Ghosts, From the Dining Table, and Woman.
Yeah.
All About That bass is your longest music video.
No way.
Correct. Kris Jenner tweeted about how much she loved your show, The Four.
False.
Correct. It was Kim Kardashian, which is way better.
I'll never forget
I mean,
that.
We love Chris, but like
love
Kim
Chris,
is like the ultimate.
I died. Come on.
And finally, you appeared on SNL in a unicorn onesie.
No.
False. It was a giraffe onesie.
Yeah. Wait, on SNL?
Yeah.
I've never been on SNL. False on you, bro.
I have literally just mucked up my own game.
It was on RuPaul. RuPaul's show.
Drag Race.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. SNL. Way off.
Someone's getting fired for that research. Megan, thank you so much. No Excuses is your current single. It is your new single. I absolutely adore it because it is like pop star perfection.
Anthem. Yeah.
And we need this type of pop in the world right now.
Yes, we do.
It's like upbeat, it's uplifting, it's fun.
And it's
important.
Got
chewed, it's got attitude.
Chewed. I just want respect. And I want others to respect others, you know?
Absolutely.
Simple. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
And of course, an album, fingers crossed, yes. Coming relatively soon.
Soon. So soon.
I know you can't tell us exactly, but... Months away, hopefully.
Months.
You are an absolute joy. Thank you so much for joining us on the
Thanks
pod today.
Thanks for flying so long for me.
Oh, I loved
so
it.
So many hours.
I'm going to try and get a little bit of sun now and then fly back
yeah,
this evening.
Get it. Get your sun.
Well, first episode back for 2018. First episode back after our little hiatus. Thank you so much for all of the people that were in touch during our break. And you know what? What a great one to kick off with. One of my favourite pop stars in the world, Meghan Trainor, someone who just tells it like it is. What was great for her with me is that, you know, you don't even have to push for an answer to a question there. She is just more than happy to put it all on the table, which is just what I like. But I'm really excited to kick off the new run of interviews. If this is the first time, though, that you are listening to the Dan Wotton interview, then please make sure you subscribe by searching for the Dan Wotton interview on any podcast app or wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, iTunes, or Spotify. If you want to get in touch about this episode of the podcast with Meghan Trainor, then please contact me. I'd love to hear from you. So on Facebook, you can just search for Dan Wotton, which is W-O-O-T-T-O-N, in case you struggle with the spelling. I'm also on Twitter at Dan Wotton as well, or on Instagram at Dan Wotton as well. So you can post all of your feedback there. And I think there's a lot to say about what Meghan talked about. And had so much feedback, actually, from my podcast last year with James Arthur, who also was so open about the rough time that he has had over the past few years and how he's now managed to come back. Angley, she actually wrote to me on Facebook and said, I just listened to the entire interview and I'm glad I listened to the words straight from James's mouth versus reading the article. That way there's no misinterpreting. Love James' comfortable and honest answers to the questions thrown at him. Still have the greatest respect. And Angley, that is one reason why I did decide to launch the podcast, actually, because while I love writing interviews and I love putting interviews in print, and while I still really believe in the print interview, obviously, I always love the fact that with the podcast, you are hearing something unedited, unfiltered, and so there can be no misinterpretation, which is really important. Joanne Scott wrote, so happy for James. If anyone deserved a second chance, he certainly did. And as I said within the podcast, Joanne, I do think now one of the things that is bad about society and definitely the showbiz world is that very few people do get that second chance. And I really wanted to give James a second chance, which is why I really backed his comeback the first time around. At Claire Mrs. S on Twitter said, absolutely loved listening to your podcast. Dan, you're so honest with your questions. And James, you are so genuine and humble. I adore your work and can't express how much you have helped me on a personal level. Love what you're doing. Also from Twitter, at lovesmusic636 says, gotta say, this is the best interview podcast I've heard with James Arthur. Mix of questions and coverage of 2017 is excellent. James's honest and self-deprecating humour is so real and down-to-earth. No other way to say it. I just love him. And finally, at Kem Ketanay, now you might know Kem if you're a UK TV viewer because he won Love Island and is currently competing on Dancing on Ice, said, just listen to James Arthur on the Bizarre Life podcast and it made me go back and watch his first audition again. What a guy, very inspiring to tell his story to overcome so much. Thank you for all of your feedback. Do keep writing me. Do keep tweeting me. And also, please subscribe to the Dan Wotton interview, because we have loads more big, big guests coming in 2018.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.